Thanks for taking 10 for CNN 10. I'm your host, Carl Azus. It's good to see you this Thursday. Somewhere just east of the capital of Haiti, 17 American missionaries are being held hostage. The Christian aid workers were kidnapped 6 days ago by a Haitian gang, and it's demanded $1 million in ransom for each of them, a total of $17 million for their release. The Americans range in age from 8 months to 48 years old. They were working with a charity organization called Christian Aid Ministries. It says their efforts included helping school children, distributing Bibles, providing medicine to clinics, giving food to the hungry, and teaching Haitian pastors. The missionaries were also helping in a rebuilding project for people who lost their homes in an earthquake that struck Haiti in August. Conditions there were deteriorating before that. The nation's president was assassinated in July. Throughout the summer, gang violence and crime spread across the capital of Port-au-Prince. Prices of goods have increased tremendously, the electricity often goes out, there are shortages of food and gasoline, and corruption is widespread throughout Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Kidnappings have been on the rise. Hundreds of abductions have been reported since the beginning of this year, including that of 5 priests and 2 nuns who were taken in the same area 6 months ago. They were later freed on ransom. Experts say strengthening gangs, an understaffed and overwhelmed security force, and corruption involving police and politicians are all factors in Haiti's rising crime. Christian Aid Ministries is asking people to pray for the missionaries' safety and release, as well as for the Haitian and American authorities helping in the process. Paying ransoms has brought a number of abducted people home, but some officials say it also has negative consequences for Haiti.
As the State Department and the FBI work behind the scenes to free the American missionaries and 5 children who were snatched in Haiti, a new warning about paying the $17 million ransom the gang behind the kidnapping is demanding.
It would be very unfortunate for the $17 million to be paid, because that would only reinforce the gang and that would only finance further kidnappings. And so the solution is to short-term send, you know, experts, security experts to help the police in this particular situation.
The missionaries were believed to be staying at a compound in the village of Titayen outside Port-au-Prince. On Saturday, they were kidnapped by a group of armed men while driving back from visiting a nearby orphanage in Kwadibouké. Haitian officials say the gang 400 Mawozo is responsible. We took a ride in a helicopter today to get a better view of the area.
I've been on many of these roads outside of Port-au-Prince 10 years ago, but it's very different now simply because of the kidnappings. It's not safe for a foreigner to drive on the roads. That's why we're in the helicopter. 400 Mawozo is Creole for out in the country, outside the city. And that's where this group comes from. An armed gang that has grown larger and larger and more powerful, particularly over the last several months since the assassination of the president of Haiti. They control the roads in many ways. The police need help. There's a real reluctance from government authorities, as well as many people who are part of the electorate, to have another peacekeeping force on the ground to restore order. But if they don't want that to happen, the question is, how can Haiti succeed without getting control of the situation on the ground?
10-second trivia. The term pod can be used to describe all of these animal groups except sharks, walruses, pelicans, or whales. A group of sharks may be called a school, frenzy, or shiver, but not typically a pod.
Thursday, we had a megapod, and there were like 100 plus whales in a vicinity, really tight knit vicinity, that was feeding on bait fish, and you know, the big smell, fish everywhere, whales busting up through it. This is something that was first witnessed last year. We've been witnessing whales feeding on the south coast for maybe like 18, 19 years, since I've been doing 19 years, but we've never witnessed them feeding in such huge aggregations before.
One of the 14 nations that shares a border with China is Laos. It's home to about 7.5 million people. Like China, Laos is a communist country, but unlike China, Laos has a youthful population. More than half the people who live there are under age 25. There's a new railway that connects the two nations. It runs from Kunming, a large city in southern China, to the Laotian capital of Vientiane. The track currently stretches just over 620 miles, but this is part of China's first international railway network, and that nation plans to eventually connect several Asian and African countries through the railway. When the China-Laos train is fully operational, and that's expected to happen by the end of this year, its top speed will be just under 100 miles per hour, and it could bring more Chinese tourists into Laos. China is the world's most populous country, and before COVID hit in 2019, a Laotian official says 760,000 Chinese tourists visited his nation. And that was an increase of 26% from the year before. You took the part that once was my heart. You took the best, so why not take the rest? Those are some of the lyrics to a classic American jazz song named All of Me, popularly performed by Billie Holiday. It's not to be confused with the song that John Legend released in 2013. Imagine singing that one live on the street when the legend himself showed up.
A street performer in Boston,
can you give me
was crooning All of Me when suddenly she got all of him. John Legend
loves all of you.
The man whose song she was singing was standing right before her eyes, though at first...
I saw a man with a trench coat and a mask step forward. I thought to myself, that looks quite like John Legend, but that couldn't be him.
But then he took his mask off.
I was absolutely stunned.
In town for a concert, Legend was outside Faneuil Hall with his wife Chrissy and his kids, watching...
Can you give me a...
Part-time singer Radha Rao performed Legend's song, never dreaming he'd be there.
It's definitely a fan favorite, and it's a song I feel so emotional about.
She said her mind went blank, she was nervous, but she kept singing as he nodded encouragement. Anyone who watches The Voice might expect him to wheel around any moment, but when Radha finished...
Give it up for Mr. Legend, John Legend! That's a surprise.
Legend reached in his pocket for his wallet, walked over to Radha and gave her a tip and a hug, telling her the song was beautiful.
Give my all to you.
But how much of his all did he give? Could she tell us how big a tip?
I would love to, but I actually don't know.
She just put it in her tip box and continued her set. But the one thing she does know...
I did give it my all.
Ginny Mose, CNN, New York.
Easy to see how that could leave her head spinning. I mean, who knows what was going on in that beautiful mind. If she felt like the world was beating her down, John Legend really was around. The two of them in rhythm and blues just can't stop singing. I'm Carl Azus, and I'd like to thank all of you for watching. Shout out to our viewers at Foxborough High School in Foxborough, Massachusetts, for subscribing and commenting on our YouTube channel. We'll see y'all tomorrow.